Welcome to this podcast with Mel Campbell. This is a 20-minute prenatal yoga practice. It focuses on opening the hips and is dedicated to the first trimester, new beginnings. So let's begin. Find yourself a comfortable cross-legged seated position. And if you find yourself slumping in the lower back, place a cushion underneath your sit bones. If you find your knees are slightly higher than your hips, use several cushions so that your hips and knees are in line and you have an anterior tilt in your pelvis. You can place some cushion under your knees to support them if this is more comfortable for you. Let's close our eyes and allow ourselves to arrive here. Letting go of your journey to be here. Honoring this time that you have dedicated to being here with your grown baby. Take your awareness into your seat and allow it to be heavy. Grounding it down towards the earth. As you magnetize the base of your spine down towards the earth, be aware of finding the natural curves in your spine. And align the crown of your head with the base of your spine. Gently place your hands over your belly, where you believe your new baby to be. Connect with your breath. Find the natural rhythm of your breath, simply coming and going, rising and falling. As you merge into this rhythm, befriend your breath and allow yourself to be here. Be aware of the belly rising with each inhalation and falling with each exhalation. As you take your breath all the way down to your grown baby. As you stay connected with the breath, you can mindfully repeat this affirmation. I am fully prepared and committed to welcome this new life as it begins to grow inside me. I am fully prepared and committed to welcome this new life as it begins to grow inside me. Smooth, steady breaths. No hardening at the end of the inhalation or bracing at the end of your exhalation. Drinking in the breath as you inhale, pouring out the breath as you exhale. And stay here for several moments. Being here with your new growing baby. Being here with the breath. Being here in this moment. If you find your mind wandering, bring your awareness back to the breath. deep to the belly. And bring your awareness back to the affirmation. I am fully prepared and committed to welcome this new life as it begins to grow inside me. Now very slowly, start to bring your awareness away from the breath, becoming familiar once again with your external world. Being aware of any sounds, smells, sensations. And in your own time, you can slowly release your hands and start to blink your eyes open. Let's come onto all fours into a tabletop position. Bring your knees slightly behind your hips, hip width distance apart, and place your hands directly underneath your shoulders. Spread your fingers and ground down through the fingertips and through your knuckles. If you have a tendency to hyperextend your elbows, soften them slightly by micro-bending the elbows just a little bit. Allow the inside faces of your arms to look towards each other. On your next inhalation, start to roll the pelvis over your thigh bones. Soften the belly towards the earth. Arch your spine, roll your shoulders back, and lift your heart up. You can take your gaze up towards the middle of your eyebrows, just a little bit above the eyebrows to the third eye. As you come into the cow, with your next exhalation, scoop your tailbone under, round your spine, tuck your chin in towards your chest and curl in towards your heart. You can close your eyes or take your gaze towards your navel. Coming into the cat position. So repeat this sequence several times. As you inhale, roll the pelvis over the thighs, soften your belly, arch your spine, take your gaze up once again as you open your heart, coming into the cow. As you exhale, allow the spine to undulate as you move through and come into the cat. Beautiful. So flow with the breath and allow the breath to lead the movements. Be aware of the breath and the body dancing together. Like a beautiful symphony. Now become to notice the moments of stillness at the end of your inhalation and at the end of your exhalation, before the new breath arrives, when your breath and your body are quiet, when all is still. Drinking in the breath as you inhale, pouring out the breath as you exhale. Beautiful. Now after your next exhalation, let's return back into a neutral tabletop position. Staying on all fours, ground down through the right hand. And as you inhale, start to extend your left arm up towards the sky so the palm faces away from you. Take your gaze up towards your left fingertips. As you exhale, release your left hand. Ground down to the earth, and as you inhale, float the right arm up. Very nice. And return as you exhale once again onto all fours and take it over to the left side. Flowing with the breath once again. So repeat this side to side 3 more times on each side. Allow your gaze to follow your hand. Be aware as you ground down through one hand and reach up through the fingertips of your other hand. Be aware of how both shoulder blades meet behind your heart as you open into this open twist, opening your heart. Once again, keeping the movement smooth and steady, flowing with the breath. Very nice. So when you've finished 3 rounds on each side, let's come to rest in Balasana, in child's pose. So come back onto all fours. Bring your hips back to rest onto your heels and stretch your arms over your head. You can rest your head towards the floor. If your head doesn't meet the floor, you can place a cushion underneath your forehead. Spread your fingers and melt your palms into the earth. At the same time, draw the creases of your hips back. So you can feel the length at the sides of your body. The spine is elongated. And rest here for a moment. Staying with the breath. Taking your breath deep into your belly. Honoring this moment. Honoring this practice. I am fully prepared and committed to welcome this new life as it begins to grow inside me. If during the practice you need to take a rest, please come back into this shape, remembering to listen to the wisdom of your body. By relinquishing any temptations to overachieve, we can learn to surrender and be mindful, honoring both the changes that are taking place to our body and to that of our growing baby. On your next inhalation, keep your hands exactly where they are, curl your toes under, and start to lift your knees up and your hips up towards the sky as we come into the downward dog. Ensure your feet are out of hip-width distance apart and the outside edges of your feet are parallel to the outside edges of your mat. If you find your spine is rounding here or you have any strong discomfort in the back of your legs, lift your heels and bend your knees so you can lengthen the spine. Keep your hips high up towards the sky to keep your spine as long as possible. Now let's all take our thigh bones back towards the back of our legs. Lift our hips high up and back and draw our heels down and back. If they don't touch the floor, that's fine. It doesn't matter. Just have the intention of drawing the heels down and back. Ground down through the fingertips and the knuckles once again. Activate your index finger and your thumbs. And feel the energy rising up the straws of your arms into your armpits. Soften your head. Release any tension that you're holding onto. Elongate your spine and roll your hips deeper over your pelvis. Find the balance between the effort and the surrender. Drinking the energy from Mother Earth. Feel it coming to rest into the core, into where your baby is growing. And let's stay here for 3 smooth, steady breaths. Lovely. Very nice. Now, after your 3rd exhalation, release your knees back down onto the mat as we return back into tabletop position. Bring your right knee behind your right hand so that your right foot should rest towards the top of your left thigh as we prepare to take the pigeon shape. Extend your left leg back and just take a little look over your left shoulder to ensure that the left leg is straight and not sickling out to the side. If you're a little bit more flexible and have no knee issues, you can start to move the shin of the right leg so it's a little bit more parallel with the front of your mat, as long as you don't compromise the integrity of the back leg. Align your hips, align the sacrum, and if it helps, you can place a cushion underneath your right hip. With a micro movement, start to direct your left ribcage slightly over to the right so you can align the torso. Ground down through your hands. Soften your shoulders and connect with the breath. Just being aware of any sensations, emotions or thoughts that have arrived as you take this shape. And you may feel a stretch in the right outer hip. Now, if this shape isn't accessible to you, or if you have any knee issues, come to lie on your back. Bend your knees and bring your heels directly behind your sitting bones, so that the outer hip are hip width apart. And once again, ensure that the outside edges of your feet are parallel to the outside edges of your mat. Place your right ankle to rest on the base of your right thigh towards the knee. And with your right hand, gently direct the right thigh away from you. Now, keeping this sensation in the outer right hip, bend your left knee in towards you. And you can thread your right hand through the little triangle shapes you've made between the thighs. Interlink your hands either around the base of the left knee or behind the left thigh. This pose is known as threading the needle. If your hands don't meet, you can take a cloth or a strap to fill the gap. Activate your feet. Now, as you direct your left knee in towards your chest, at the same time, energetically keep moving the right knee away from you. Beautiful. So whatever shape you're in, let's repeat it on the other side. So as you form your shape, whether it's pigeon or threading the needle, just be aware that whatever shape you took on the right side, make sure it's the same shape on the left side. Check in with your body, making any adjustments you need to ensure your body is aligned. Enjoy each step of your journey, rather than focusing on the final destination of the shape. This is a beautiful gift that we can take with us into the pregnancy, to treasure each day of those sacred 9 months, enjoying and welcoming new sensations, emotions, thoughts that may arise. And once again, find your breath. And with each exhalation, soften into the pose. So as you inhale, draw in the energy. As you exhale, just allow the body to soften and surrender. The balance once again between effort and surrender. Do a check-in and be aware of if you're holding any tension anywhere, in your jaw, your teeth, your tongue. And give yourself permission to let go. Very nice. So let's take one more breath. If you're lying on your back, roll over onto your left side and mindfully make your way back onto all fours, using your hands to support you up. If you're in pigeon, just come back into tabletop position. Let's all make our way into child's pose, bringing our hips to rest onto our heels once again, relaxing our head down towards the earth. And this time we can bring our shoulders to rest alongside the body with our palms facing up. And we'll stay here for a moment, staying here with our new baby, with our breath. Now imagine you're packing a bag for a journey, thinking of the things that you'd like to take with you that will enhance your experience. Courage, faith, patience, and wisdom. And things you'd rather leave behind that you feel may hinder your journey. Worries, anxieties, frustrations. Make an offering to yourself to befriend your inner self. Befriend that person who you'll be traveling with. Befriending them with love and laughter. As you honor this stage of new beginnings. I am fully prepared and committed to welcome this new life as it begins to grow inside me. Keeping your eyes closed, slowly begin to bring yourself up to once again find a comfortable seated position. You can choose to bring your hands onto your belly to rest onto the baby, or you can bring your hands together in prayer position. So bring in your hands to rest in Anjali Mudra in front of your heart. Just taking a moment to be aware of any changes in the mind, the body, the breath, and thanking yourself for spending this time to honor your new beginning. Namaste.